Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and good afternoon. Welcome to WEEI Afternoons. Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy, Stevens. How we doing today?
My guy, listen, I'm doing great. I'm really, I think I'm settling into this season. I think I finally have a comfortable chair by the side of this season. And I'm really, really, really beginning to dig it.
Well, you know,
yesterday was a good one talking to Drake, Andy.
Talking to Drake, the QB is happy. We're happy. Ted will be here at 3. He's happy. The Patriots are 9-2. Their head coach is happy. We're preparing for a playoff game at Gillette Stadium. Whoa. Like, what's wrong with the world of football? If you're in Patriot Nation, and we know most of you are in Patriot Nation, now you may have wanted to give up your citizenship for a couple years there. Things got a little wonky, weird, less than desirable, but you didn't. You kept it. You're like, you know, this might turn around. There'll be new leadership. And just as it is with every country, there's new leadership. And it's fun to be a resident of Patriot Nation again.
There just had to be a small coup in the middle. Like, you know, there was obviously a bit of a revolutionary fallout with the longtime leader / dictator. And then the new leadership took over and then they had to be ousted rather quickly. And now, in their place, the installation has been nothing short of phenomenal, to a point where, as I shared in our little group email show prep type of jam, you've even got things like the New Yorker magazine writing flattering pieces about how the New England Patriots have turned things around and have become likable.
Well, when you look at Drake May and you listen to Drake May yesterday, and I will say I saw you put this in our show text chain or email chain. Everybody's in love with Drake May. Everybody listened to that interview yesterday and they were like, he seems like a nice guy. He's really good on the field, too. Like there was just this just joy that people felt from that conversation yesterday. And obviously from his performances, you know, we've had guys on this show done interviews that are nice guys. But if the performance doesn't back up the nice guy, well, we go, yeah, he was a nice guy. I wish he was a good player, too. No. Drake May's both. Drake May is absolutely both. And that's why the Patriots are 9-2. That's why they are sitting in the 2 spot for now via tiebreakers in the American Football Conference. But I wanted to ask you a simple question to lead things off here, Nick Fitzy Stevens.
A simple man who loves simple questions, please.
Are the Patriots the best team in the AFC?
I don't think so yet.
Oh, okay. So therefore, tell me the argument against them being the best team. Who's the best team and why don't they measure up to said team?
Well, I think I'd have to give it to the Denver Broncos by a whisker. And the only reason is because their offensive line is a tad more veteran, a tad more proven, a tad more infallible. Their defensive line and pass rush, which I believed you referred to yesterday as potentially legendary.
Yep.
It's awesome. It's pretty. Now, you can match corner for corner with Sertan and Gonzalez. I'd say their receiving core commensurate to this one. Now that they've lost Dobbins for a while, if not this season, I believe, you'll have to have rookie R.J. Harvey take over. We could be getting Mondre back. That's a slight edge, Pats. You know, it's very, very even. I'm just going to have to give them, based on the offensive line and their defense, which is a touch healthier than the Patriots now, I'm going to have to give them the edge. But like we're talking those kind of technical points where it's like, I got a silver medal because how?
So I believe the Patriots are the best team in the AFC. And I believe that because I don't think the Broncos' offense measures up. I think the offense is limited. I think the you look at the Patriots. Now, to have this discussion, so we've narrowed it down. You think it's the Broncos are the best team in the AFC. The standings agree with you, by the way, because these are the two teams with the best record in the conference, and tiebreaker says Broncos get the tiebreaker. So if the playoffs started today, they would be the number one seed. They wouldn't have to play. But those are the two teams.
Sorry about it. And oh, by the way, no apologies to the Colts. You guys are, we're all set.
No, yeah, we don't need to apologize. I'm asking you who the best team is. You pick the Broncos, I pick the Patriots.
Yeah.
So you bring up the defense. So the Broncos they've both played 11 games, which is nice. It makes this easy when we compare any kind of numbers or anything. They are on equal footing.
The less math, the better for both of us.
So the point differential for the Patriots is plus 86 on the season. The point differential for the Broncos is plus 65. Okay.
Okay. Advantage New England.
Advantage New England. So you started your argument with the Broncos defense, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Points allowed on the season for the Broncos defense, 192. Okay? Good number. That is better, I will acknowledge, that is better than the Patriots. 206. Patriots have allowed 206 points. So that's, 14-point difference? So that's equivalent to basically 1 point per game, right? 1 point something.
So we're kind of seeing that things are leveling out, the scale of justice right here, pretty much tip on the fulcrum.
And I have questions about the Broncos offense that has scored 257 points in their 11 games. The Patriots have scored 292 points. So that's 35 more points over those 11 games. So that's a 3 point whatever points per game better offensively. Mm-hmm. And I think the eyeball test is even more than that. When I look at these two teams and look at the quarterback position, Bo Nix certainly has a little it late in games, okay? We're not talking about J.J. McCarthy. We're talking about Bo Nix. Bo Nix has a little it late in games. Mm-hmm. When the defense puts them in position to play a fourth quarter that matters, to have the game on the line, he seems to have the ability to come up with the plays he needs to get in field goal range, do whatever needs to be done for his team to win. I think the Patriots' offense for four quarters is significantly better, and I think it's trending toward better. As you get, we talked about it earlier in the week, yesterday, that would be Monday, Andy. We talked about the evolution of the wide receiver position without Kayshon Booty. Oh, Mac Hollins has taken his opportunities and run with them. Now you kind of have a three-headed monster at the wide receiver position with Booty, Diggs, and Hollins. The running back position is the perfect example. Travion Henderson, they were afraid to play him. Then he scored 5 touchdowns in 5 days. Literally. I believe, right? Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday.
That is positively correct.
He literally scored 5 touchdowns in 5 days because of the opportunity that was forced upon him due to the injury to Ramondre Stevenson. Ramondre Stevenson is coming back. Kayshon Booty is coming back. The Patriots' offense is getting better. They are relatively healthy. The offensive line has some continuity. I don't think you can win in 2025 with a questionable offense, right? Maybe if you have Mahomes, that might be my one outlier. If you tell me you're going to play defense and you're going to rely on the quarterback and the coach to get it done in the fourth quarter, I think that's the fear everybody has about the Chiefs. If they're in it, if they make the playoffs, that's the kind of game they might play. And with
big if these days.
Big if. I don't think you can count on Bo Nix to do that. So we're just going to assume Bo Nix is going to make some key play in some key fourth quarter to win in the postseason. So I look at it. I look at the games played. They've played a little bit better schedule. Yes, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the difference between the Patriots offense with Drake May and the Broncos offense with Bo Nix is the difference between these two teams, and give me Drake May every time.
Drake May overall in terms of stats, athletic ability, explosive potential, all of the on-field intangibles and tangibles, greater than sign Bo Nix for sure. However, the fact that Bo Nix has been, back against the wall a couple of times and found ways to, pull the rabbit out of the hat and snatch victory from the jaws of defeat is pretty impressive. And I just can't shake the fact that they went on the road to Philadelphia, a team we spent plenty of time yesterday shining up the shoes of real nice, talking about them being probably the overall number one seed in the NFL, although NFL.com tends to disagree, which was a surprise. And they went on the road in Philadelphia, and they came from behind, and they beat them. And that is like the kind of signature victory that just gives you those extra little, like, if we're looking at the two of them, say, like, all right, each has this, this has that. They seem commensurate in terms of overall accomplishment and excellence so far this year. It's just a tiny bit edge Broncos. I also might be guilty of not wanting to put the Patriots on top for maybe just like a little reverse jinx and or safety.
617-779-7937. We are starting off with a simple question. Are the Patriots? Yes, it's okay to ask this question. It's okay to acknowledge how good they are.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
You've watched football, you've seen the Ravens, you've seen the Bills, you've seen the injuries, you've seen Mahomes. They can't win close games with Patrick Mahomes. It's okay to ask if your New England Patriots under Mike Vrabel and the direction of Drake May are the best team in the AFC right now with their 9-2 record. 617-779-7937 if you want to call or text to join the conversation. Before we flip the script, Fitzy, and we're going to flip the script, I'm going to ask you to say why the Patriots are actually the best team in the AFC. And then I'm going to try to poke holes in my own argument and say why the Patriots actually aren't. Make the argument for and against your New England Patriots as the best team in the AFC. But we do this every Tuesday around this time. We got our Week 12 power ranking recap, Fitzy. And it's not going to be surprising that, there's a lot of top fives here. There's a lot of top couple, two spots. I think it might be surprising, though, that there are a few that still think the Patriots are not a top five NFL team. So let's start with the bad ones. You know, the Ringer still says the Patriots are the eighth best team in the NFL.
I'm telling you, the hate is real from the Philadelphia people. The Ringer just and it's literally Bill Simmons' own. The guy can't buff him up enough. And yet still, look at that. Eighth overall. I would love to think who in God, I don't even want to guess who they have ahead of the Patriots.
My guess is that they utilize the thing that has been a little bit of a doubt for our boy Ted Johnson, DVOA. My guess is the Ringer is a quantitative analysis. They're using numbers more than eyeballs, and that DVOA thing has them scared, and that's why they have them a little bit lower than everybody else. But there's others in that conversation. Yahoo. Yes, Dan Ball?
On the Ringer for Week 12, by the way, good afternoon, boys.
Hi, how are you?
You have Rams, Eagles, Seahawks, Broncos, Colts, Bills, and Lions before the Patriots, with the Chiefs at 9 and the Packers at 10.
You can't have a team that has two more losses than you ahead of you.
Well, you can if you think they're better. Like, if you think they played in, a neutral site. For some reason in my head, that just turned into a Royal Rumble. You just listed those teams, those eight teams, Dan Ball, and I had this vision of like a football version of Royal Rumble if all those teams played in the middle of one ring. Would the Patriots come out on top? And you know what? Not going to lie, it kind of scared me. I don't know if the answer is yes.
I'll tell you, actually, Dan, could you read them off again one more time, 1-8, please?
Yeah, absolutely. So it is, once again, Rams, Eagles, Seahawks, then Broncos, so three NFC teams before the Broncos, Colts at 5, Bills at 6, Lions at 7, and Patriots at 8. Just to give you an idea, the four metrics that they have listed, passing offense, rushing offense, passing defense, rushing defense, are all based on EPA per either drop back rush, drop back allowed, or rush allowed. So that's they're basing their analysis here on expected plays and expected outcomes, not the actual outcomes that we're seeing.
Nerd worthy, dare we say. Andy,
not a fan.
Not a fan at all. Like that means a machine is telling you exactly how these teams would stack up as opposed to people who watch games with their eyes and also have living memories. How would it, though, I have to say, how would it feel, though, if the playoffs were just that kind of seeding, 1 through 8? Imagine that. Like, if that was it right now, the 1 through 8, and the Patriots have to go on the road.
We shrunk the postseason?
Yeah, there's, I don't know.
They'll never do it, but if you shrunk the postseason.
Mixed conference postseason. How would that suit you?
Because you know who's getting screwed, Dan Ball? The Seattle Seahawks. They lost to the Rams by 2 points, and now
and missed
I'm guilty.
A field goal to win the game.
I'm guilty of this, and I'm doing like the old school college football team. Well, you lost. I got to bump you down. Well, yeah, but I lost to the best team by 2 points. I easily could have. Like, I don't know that this is probably accurate. That's one thing I'll give them, is they probably could make a strong argument to be the second best team in football, and you can probably argue that the Eagles, the Rams, and the Seahawks have a strong case for the top three teams in football out of the NFC.
By the way, we buried the lead on this. So they also do weekly quarterback rankings. Mm-hmm. Drake May is ranked 8th on their NFL quarterback
rankings.
At least
rankings they're
consistent. 2025.
Eight.
I think Patriots, if you want to...
I'm telling you, the disdain is real.
If you want to argue the schedule's been too easy, if you balance out the Patriots' performance with the schedule that they play, whatever. Drake May is the 8th quarterback out of 32. The
Stupid.
Fact that there are 7 guys that you are saying in whatever metric has been better than him this year is an egregious, way worse than ranking the Patriots.
I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you that having Drake May 8th is more egregious than having the Patriots that low in this situation. Because Drake May, since week one, you know, save for those couple turnovers that were rookie mistakes against the Steelers,
yeah, the
has
four interceptions,
been,
right, yeah.
Yeah, and especially if you use the Pete Schrager mindset, uh-huh, interceptions, whatever, turnovers, for, you know, don't worry about that, has been remarkable, has been tremendous, has been light
eighth
years beyond
best.
What anybody, and eighth best in a world where you don't have Joe Burrow, I assume. You know, I don't think you get Joe Burrow just because he's back on the practice field, jumps right back into the top 8 quarterbacks. Like, guys are hurt. Guys aren't playing well. You got Patrick Mahomes throwing, you know, 55% of his passes for completions. You got Josh Allen a couple weeks ago throwing some of the most mind-blowing turnovers. Like, the guys that are supposed to be the core four are not even the core four right now.
So there's the flaw in the system also, guys. Joe Burrow is ranked as the number 7 quarterback on this list.
He's not on
football
the field
since October.
Jesus H. Jiminy Joseph.
September.
I am not a fan. But let's get back to the power rankings real quick. Yahoo has the Patriots 6. The NFL has the Patriots 6. Then you have all the top 5s. Pro Football Talk and The Athletic have them at 5. Fox Sports, 4. Bleacher Report, 4. ESPN, 4. And then Bucky Brooks staying strong at number 2, where he's been joined by CBS Sports, up 1 from number 3.
Ooh.
So there are a lot of people that believe they are the second best team in football and certainly a top 5 team. Fitzy, I believe they're the best team in the AFC, but I'll make the argument against them. And I think there are a number of factors that you go into. I think first and foremost is just big game experience. Big game experience for everybody involved. The head coach, the quarterback, all the key players, the offensive line, whatever you, the defense, you know, things mm-hmm. we've talked about, giving up touchdowns on your first drive is like annoying during the regular season. That's really bad in the postseason. If you're looking up at the scoreboard and looking up at the score, but the sort of that inexperience, the not knowing, even Mike Vrabel, some of these decisions at the end of the second quarter, how he's played things. Okay, you got away with it. You got a little cute. What's going to happen when you and Stretch are chatting, you know, in the divisional round at Gillette Stadium and you're looking across to the other sideline and all of a sudden Andy Reid is there and you're freaking out because you don't know what Andy Reid is doing. So the inexperience slash youthfulness of this program, as they would call it at the college level, is probably my biggest concern. I don't know how they're going to perform in the postseason because I've never seen them perform in the postseason.
They don't even know.
Right.
Yeah. Like, how do you, like, it is a complete unknown. It is a wild variable in the equation. If this is the part where I'm to argue on their behalf, I would like to remind you that they've been able to win the last several weeks despite not having, arguably, their best wide receiver and their best running back, both of whom the coach told us will be returning to the practice field midweek, though listed probably with questionable designations, could very well return to the field on Sunday against a team that is defensively inept, and that is putting it kindly, in the Cincinnati Bengals, which would make for a great tune-up for their next game against a reasonably defensive-minded team against the New York Giants on a Monday night, so you get an extra long week to recover for that. And then Should those players get dinged up, Andy, guess what they get? Another break to get ready for the final stretch, the home stretch, where they have some really meaningful and difficult games against some of those quarterbacks in the top eight.
So, Fitzy, now I need you to argue against your New England Patriots. What is the argument that they are not the best team? Oh, no, you have to argue for, because you already argued. My bad. Confused myself. You have to argue why they are indeed the best team.
Who's arguing with who?
It's in my head. It's big. There's a lot bouncing around in there.
Yeah. Well, I'll take the cases I just made there, as well as regardless of what people say about, like, you're just a product of your schedule. They have as many wins as any other team in the NFL, and there are still people that believe their defense could play better and that their quarterback is only starting to scratch the surface of his potential. It's not that we've seen peak Drake May yet. As a matter of fact, there are those who believe that Drake May, with the full comportment of his offensive arsenal and more experience, more tape, as the machine learns more, as he gains more experience, will only get better. The offensive line is developing what every offensive line wants. We can talk to Mark Schlereth about this in just a few minutes as well. Continuity. The longer the same five stay out there together, the better they get, the clearer and the more concise their communication gets. The problem that other teams are going to have to deal with, Andy, continuity, intelligence, and momentum. And they're all on the side of the Patriots, plus that key bye week mixed in a couple weeks from now to really get them rested up for the December stretch and then playoffs.
617-779-7937. Do you agree with me that the Patriots are indeed right now on November 18th the best team in the American Football Conference? Or do you agree with Fitzy and the tiebreakers? Is it the Denver Broncos, that defense, Sean Payton, the it factor of Bo Nix, a little bit more experienced quarterback, been there, done that? Are the Broncos the best team in the AFC? And what are the arguments in each direction here in New England? 617-779-7937. Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, our weekly chat with Mark Schlereth. Interestingly, the guy from Denver will be talking to some guys in New England about football. Maybe he has an opinion on the best team in the AFC. That's up next here on WEEI. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.